Good morning and welcome to today's call. While we're getting started, I'd love to hear about your oil use and what oils are serving you today. Today I've got one of my new favorites, Adaptive, and frankincense and spearmint. So one thing I've noticed is spearmint makes everything a little better. It is such a great little oil. So I'd love to hear in the comments and in the chat box what oils are serving you today. Let's see if we can pull up. All right, we've got Chelsea Evans loving up the Breathe Vapor Stick. On Guard Touch for the littles. Tis the season. Got to keep those kiddos safe with On Guard Plus and On Guard and the whole line. Shells diffusing lemon eucalyptus and yarrow palm. Wow. And turmeric and DDR Prime. Oh, you're not diffusing all those. You're just diffusing the lemon eucalyptus. I was going to say, I've never heard of anybody diffusing DDR Prime or yarrow palm. Andrea from Albuquerque, loving up the spearmint, bergamot whisper, and On Guard. Awesome. Karen is at the dentist, so using up some Adaptive. I love it. And Julie with cardamom, lemongrass, eucalyptus to help release toxic thoughts. I love it. Fantastic. Well, welcome to October. The fall season has officially begun. And we are into a new month and a new quarter. So hopefully you caught Tiffany's Facebook Live last week. They went into Q4 planning and how you can maximize the last 3 months of the year and hit your goals and move towards whatever it is that you're creating. So awesome, awesome stuff. No one better than Tiffany to guide us in a process like that. Awesome. We've got Cindy loving up the harvest spice, bergamot, Siberian fir, and olive in the diffuser. Man, that sounds like a great seasonal blend. Awesome. Well, hopefully you also got the word too that the new items from convention are now for sale. So if you've already used up your Adaptive like we have, then you can replenish, which is really, really good news. Man, the Yarrow Palm products, so good. We're just flying through that stuff as well. So super grateful that we can not have to, what's that called? Ration ourselves, but we can just go crazy and enjoy all the goodness. Awesome. Well, I don't know how many of you are taking advantage of the live stream of convention, but I've been going back and rewatching some of those sessions and just completely blown away by how much content was packed into those 3 days. So much goodness. And just want to share the one of the highlights, which I wasn't expecting, was watching Andy Grammer when he was telling his story between a couple of the songs. And he told the story of going out one day and just performing on the street. This is before he was a name. He just showed up for 9 hours one day and nobody put any money in his guitar case. And nobody gave him the time of day. I think he had two people stop or look at him for a minute. And that was 9 hours. So, you know, the feeling of rejection and like what you're doing doesn't matter was hitting really hard. So as he's walking from, you know, performing on the street after 9 hours back to his car, he pauses and he looks up and he says, "All right, God, it's your turn," right? Because I'm going to be here every day for the rest of forever. And I'm going to keep showing up. And so if anyone's going to stop or listen or you're going to move, then it's your turn. But I'm going to keep showing up. And I just, man, I totally got chills when he said that. And when I rewatched it too, because the message is just so, so powerful. The simple act of showing up every day, showing up and, you know, I like to call it putting on your uniform, right? Having your oils with you, being ready to serve, just having your uniform on. And then we get to serve wherever we're called that day is so, so powerful. So I encourage you to go back and rewatch some of those highlights from convention, Andy Grammer being one of the highlights. Hello, hello, Tiffany, how are you doing?
Good morning. Hi.
You're looking fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I have TV today, so I had to show up already ready to go before we got on coaching this morning. So
nice.
Here we go.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
You've had a big week.
Oh my gosh, it's been an intense week.
Holy smokes.
As you got to hear about a little bit last night. So
yeah.
Yes.
So can I do a little bit of bragging?
Oh gosh. It might make me a little nervous, but okay.
So our dear friend Tiffany has been working on something for a long, long time. And that little idea was birthed this week as in the form of a brand new podcast. And I don't know if you want to speak to the nature of the project or how much detail you want to go into, but I know what it takes to launch something of this scale. And I know the type of opposition that comes anytime you try to do anything of value, anytime you raise your voice and take a stand and say, you know what, I have something to say and my voice matters. The opposition just swoops in, and Tiffany rose up and she kicked the opposition in the teeth and said, I'm shipping this anyways. So how much do you want to share about that, Tiffany?
Well, as much as you want me to, I'm always happy to share. It's just been it's been an exciting week and it's been an intense week at the same time. So, and thank you for the love and the comments. So again, I was saying, I mean, all of us can relate to that. You have something that, you know, is that you want to create, right? Growing your doTERRA business or writing a book, or in this case, launching a podcast or whatever sometimes our goals are. And like he's saying, it's true, is if you've never read a book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, it's on my definitely top list of personal development books. And he says it in this way. He says, the closer you are to your soul's evolution, the more resistance you'll encounter. Isn't that so good, you guys? And think about it, is anytime we're trying to be in progressive state, meaning towards like our higher self, in the experience of, if like, I don't have any resistance to like scroll my phone and eat a cheeseburger and fries. Like, do you have any resistance to do that? No, of course you don't. But when you are wanting to like be healthier and grow your business, right? Like, how many of you know you could follow up more in your doTERRA business? And I know we know that and go, oh, I could make the calls, or I could post more classes or follow up or whatever the case might be. But whether it's, you know, exercising in our health or growing our business or producing a creative project, if you're some kind of an artist. And it's just the aspect that we hit resistance when we're progressing and we're growing. And so I already know that, and I coach people through that. You know, you've also heard me refer to the book, The Big Leap. To me, those are like sister books. I read Big Leap or encourage The Big Leap and then The War of Art, because they both are talking about when you hit your upper limit or you hit your capacity. And so I wasn't surprised that last week when I clicked publish and told the whole world, hey, I'm posting the podcast, that I wasn't surprised to see resistance. Like, I clicked publish and like 3 hours later, I started getting a sore throat out of nowhere, you guys.
Wow.
Like, I was feeling totally fine, great. And so I just smiled. I was like, oh, I see what that is, right? Like, throat, voice, here we go, okay. But keep in mind, we'd already pre-recorded some sessions and that had the show done, had all the branding done, intros, trailers, all of it was just ready to go. We were just now moving into like a launch formula and gathering. And I know many of you joined my podcast launch party on Facebook. You can still join that. We're doing it all week long if you want to be part of some fun giveaways and sharing. Podcast launch party, 2 exclamation points is the group name if you want to find us. So this, you know, when I start taking on my oils and juices and things, so I wasn't surprised that that showed up. But let's just say, well, I haven't really talked about this somewhere publicly, and I'm gonna share this more in detail down the road. But let's just say Friday, there was some information that was brought forward that was a really big snag. And I was not feeling that great. Our dear friend Ashley Miller, praise to the oils, because she came over and did Symphony of the Cells. I have a little massage table and came and lathered me up with like a combo of what we intuitively felt, Inet, Symphony, Aromatouch. Like, we put like 12 oils all over my back.
I love it.
To help me. But I got some big news that required me to make some really big decisions. Like, are we going to need to pivot? And keep in mind, my launch day was yesterday, and we have a launch party last night, which is where I saw Natalie and Andy. And I came home though smelling like tacos last night, Andy. Like, I like a Mexican restaurant, and which I love tacos, so it's fine. But anyway, not the point. So Friday night, it's kind of like the equivalent, you guys, like everything was ready to go. The room's decorated, and I had to make a big decision. And it was like, we got to scrap the room, and we got to pivot and go a different direction. And So I went to bed Friday night. This is real life. I believe in being real and authentic. And so I climbed in bed in the dark and with my laptop and watched Eat, Pray, Love. And I bawled my eyes out.
Wow.
And I just cried because I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I wasn't surprised to get the cold, but what? And having to like redecorate basically the whole room that was already ready. But I did know, and I'm going to speak to this, is I did know clearly. I was like, this baby's launching no matter what. This baby, we are putting it out there. And so Saturday, got up, and we rebranded and re-recorded some things, and it was quite a weekend. So I'm so grateful. But
I just, with the cold and sore throat.
Yeah, re-recording. Like, I stood over the stove because I still had this nasally, you know, voice, which, and so I just steamed up some water and put eucalyptus and black spruce and some breathe oil. The first time I inhaled it, it was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot. But I just like sitting there, I'm like, I've got to loosen this up in my face because I got to get rid of this nasally sound. I mean, it was quite the escapade, but
that is legit.
It's just cool, guys. We launched yesterday and we're getting lots and lots of downloads and rating and reviewing. If you're on Apple, Andy put the Apple podcast in Zoom and I assume on Facebook Live, so you have it. If you're a Samsung user, you can download the app Spotify or Stitcher and you'll be able to find the show there too. And
can I just show them? I just want to share my screen real quick.
Uh-oh.
Just to show them how to get there. So if you go over to iTunes, if you're a Mac or Apple user, I guess they have iTunes on PC too. Uh-huh. But if you go to podcasts and then you go to the category of self-improvement, you'll see some names that you might recognize, like Rachel Hollis and Tawny Rabins. I can't remember who this guy is. But then you might notice a face and a name that looks familiar. Tiffany Peterson is trending in the very top of all personal development podcasts. So she's up there with Tony Robbins. She's up there with Ed Milet, with Rachel Hollis, and it's a big deal. So huge, huge props to you, Tiffany.
Oh, Andy. Now I'm like all kinds of like, oh boy, nervous. But yeah, you guys, this is what you all did, because I know many of you were part of this. Like, my tribe is like rallied and supported, and they've downloaded and they've liked and subscribed. And it was like our friend Michelle sent me a snapshot yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, just so you know, you're in the new and noteworthy section, which is kind of like making uh-huh. a bestsellers list. And you guys, on day one, that's like almost unheard of. So I kind of freaked out. Now I'm like all warm. But hey, well, I want to say
to celebrate with you, because you deserve every ounce of it. And we're so, so excited. So
thank you, love. That makes me happy. Will you screenshot that? Because I am not techie and I don't know how to find any of that stuff.
For sure. Yeah, I might have to.
I do want to say, just like in all sincerity, is that sometimes the stronger the resistance, it's because there's goodness that's coming. And so I want you all to know that. And I just, you know, praise, give God some good glory, is that God is good, is that I did feel confident the whole weekend, even when I was like stressed and in tears and like, oh my gosh, and what do we do? And this is what I thought it was going to be the whole time. And I just had this strong sense, like, look, I don't care. I don't care what resistance comes swinging, because it's coming hard for me. I'm going forward. And I just think sometimes that, you know, that commitment and, again, grace. But thank you for that, Andy.
Oh, man.
We're just thank you for all the love in the chat box. And
so proud of you. Love it. So let's say I have an idea. Let's say I've thought for a long time about doing my own podcast. As long as I've had the idea, then I could go ahead and have a launch party like you did last night, right? Like, I could get my friends together and we could say, hey, Andy thought about doing something, right?
Well,
is that the way it works?
I mean, yes, you can definitely do that. But, I think
that's not how it works.
It's, you guys, it's the quote that I just put on social media, and it's the funny, not funny, very intentional lead out session on my podcast, if you've not listened to it, is called The Power of Imperfect Action. Yeah. Is our willingness to take a lot of action, is that life and sales and doTERRA ranking and growth and podcast launching doesn't always go to the most talented or the most perfected or the most educated or grew up on the right side of the valley, whatever that even means. It always goes to the person who is willing to put themselves out there and willing to take the action, you know? And that's why I love to say imperfect action, is because we can all get stuck there. And to be truth telling, it's not something I'm really proud of necessarily, but I can keep relating to the same coaching, is that I've thought about a podcast, you guys, for 2 years. I've had spiritual and promptings and impressions like, you need to do that, you need to do that. And I didn't act on it for quite some time. Is, you know, I even bought the equipment like a year ago, and I've interviewed people and met this amazing podcast producer, and all the things were like circling me. But I had an experience mid-July where I was like, enough, we're doing this. And then we started the process in mid-July. I mean, you could launch a podcast tomorrow, but I was started the process of it. And so anyway, I just want to own up to, like, I sometimes still learn the lesson of dragging my feet or getting ready to get ready to get ready. And I just invite us, myself included, not to do that.
The reason I go down that path is because I talk to people all the time who say, Andy, I'm putting in like 30 and 40 hours a week into my doTERRA business, and it's going backwards. Like, it's not moving. And I'm like, well, I said, like, tell me more about what you're doing. And I literally talked to somebody who said they spend like 5 hours a day thinking about their doTERRA business, like planning and strategizing. And I'm like, okay, so that's the difference. Like there's a quantum difference between just trying to use the law of attraction to, you know, pull new customers and builders out of thin air versus doing what you just did, which is putting yourself out there, shipping it, taking action, no matter what type of action. It might be good, it might be imperfect, but just taking the action, you know, you just can't put a value on that level of action. So huge, huge kudos to you. Super, super excited for you.
Thank you, Andy, and everyone else. Thank you for all the kind words. It's just true. So I'm going to invite all of us, because here's the cool thing about our meeting today. It's October 2nd. It's a brand new month. It's a brand new quarter, and it's the last 90, technically, I think now 89 days of 2019 and of the decade we're in, you guys. So the cool thing, I saw someone posted, I haven't gotten through all of my social media, so if you tag me in something on Instagram or Facebook, thank you so much for all the shares, you guys. It just means the world. And I promise, as things kind of settle down, it won't be today as I get back through those, but someone did tag me. One of the things, I've seen some of them tagged me, that she wrote on a napkin, Andy. She said, I wrote on my crumpled up napkin, my imperfect napkin, am I willing to take imperfect action to achieve my goals? And she says, and now it's on my refrigerator, reminding me that it isn't about perfection, that everything's perfectly ordered and filtered, and I've, you know, lost all the weight, or I've got the perfect branding, or I have all the confidence. I think the way that we get to learn this lesson the most is we're often waiting for a feeling, right? We're waiting to feel totally confident before we host the class, or we approach that person on our chicken list, or before we launch the podcast, or whatever the thing is we're waiting for a feeling to put ourselves out there. And that's where we get trapped in the waiting game of getting ready to get ready to get ready, is we're waiting to feel totally, you know, a feeling. And versus, you guys, we live in a universe that operates off action, of motion and flow. And it's like, what actions are we putting out there? So to his point, I just think it's like, who are you going to call today? Who are you going to follow up with today? Not tomorrow, not next week. Who are you going to follow up with right now? And what actions are you going to take to move yourself forward? But I love seeing that woman's post on Instagram where she tagged me in that, on that napkin. And I just was like, I love this so much, because it's so true. The concept of, rather than like, oh, wait, that's a good quote, I need to go like, put it on a perfect, you know, beautiful landscape, have it printed on canvas, then put it in my office. Then I, you know, it's like, no, it's on like a napkin that's on her fridge, reminding her and giving herself permission. And I give all of you permission of the things that you really want. You know what? I want you to have them. And I believe the universe, God or the universe, however you frame that, wants you to have it too. So it's the actions we're willing to take that has so much influence. So thanks for being such a good friend to me. And Natalie, it was so fun to see you guys.
I'll celebrate with you.
That was a joy. It was so fun to see you.
So fun. Any excuse for tacos, right?
Hey, Taco Tuesday. Have a great day.
Should we open up some coaching?
I think we should.
Awesome. We'd love to hear from you today. You can post it in the comments on Facebook or in the chat box on Zoom, or raise your hand and we'd love to bring you on live. It's always good to have that live interaction. So just raise your hand if you'd like to come on live.
We'd love to support you. So whatever's up for you and you think about, you know, business or personal, we want to support you through it. I do love what was in the chat box. Do you want to read that person that shared kind of a testimonial about certain oils that helped them feel so much better?
Yeah. So James says, I started to get a cold over the weekend. I've developed a mixture of 2 drops of frankincense, On Guard, Melaleuca, and DDR Prime in a small glass of hot water and drink it. Within 2 hours, the symptoms subsided, and I do it again before I go to bed. And when I woke up, all the symptoms were gone. Awesome. Good stuff. Wow. The oils work. We are part of such an amazing company with a product that needs no excuses, or it's just, it shines, and we get to be the mouthpiece. Thanks for sharing that, James. All right, who wants to start us off? Raise your hand or post a comment in the comments or chat.
Hey, don't be shy. We got some, I feel it. We got some energy to move around today.
That's
we
right.
We got some work to do. We got lives to change, mindsets to shift.
I think last week we only had about like 20 questions that we couldn't get to.
Right. They're coming. I can feel them. They're going to show up. And our Facebook Live friends as well. We'd love to hear from you too.
One of the ideas that I had recently was putting together a page, or just adding it to the Success Coaching Call page, where people can type in their questions if they're not able to join us live. So I've got the tech team working on that.
I love that. So they can also show up in case they might be like the middle of the night when we're meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a lot of foreign markets who this is not the best time for them. Well, lots of love. Chantel on Facebook saying, thank you. I need this message today, Tiffany. You're my inspiration. So appreciate your transparency and willingness to show your vulnerability so that we can also grow.
Oh, thank you guys. You're the best. I think vulnerability is a great way to live life. I mean, with discernment, of course, right? But you're like, hey, let's be open and real. Do you want to share anything? I know you guys were teaching a class last night, so, or helping a new leader and their team. Is there anything that stood out to you in your training that you know might be valuable to support?
Yeah. So we love to launch teams. Like it never ever gets old. And so we did. We had a launch training last night. We just went through the launch guide and we did some exercises, and it's just so energizing. Just that new energy, right? This is all brand new for them. A lot of the people in the room had done other sales, but not doTERRA. So it's easy for me to take for granted what it's like for the brand new person. So I just want to invite all of us to live each share knowing that you are their first exposure. Like you're their first touch point, whether it's with the precious oils or with the incredible business. Like you get to be like, don't never treat it as, you know, like this is my spiel that I've rattled off a million times and you just happen to be the person who's in front of me today. Like really like Kirk Duncan, he does a whole training on how to hold your products and to do it in a way that reinforces the message that what you have to share is precious, and the way you package it and the way you share it matters. If you were giving someone a piece of cake, you wouldn't scoop it up with your hand in a ball and drop it in their hand. You know, if it were a guest that you loved and cared about, you would slice it really carefully. You would place it in a certain way on a really nice plate and hand it to them. And that's the way we should present everything we have to share, from the product to the business. So I guess that was my takeaway last night was, even if I've been doing this for 12 years and it feels like I'm just doing the drill, it's not the drill for them. It's a whole new world opening up. So it was a good reminder for me to keep it fresh and live. All right, we've got a question from Facebook Live. Paulette says, love the comment that God wants you to have what you want. I struggle to believe this. Any suggestions to shift this? What would you say, Paulette?
Yeah, and I think Cindy says, I struggle with that too, Paulette. So thank you, Paulette, for sharing that. I think there's others that have a resonance. So, well, I mean, I guess we're going to go to church on a Wednesday.
Yep. Here we go.
So let's talk spiritual law and spiritual awareness. And so some of this just comes from my own thoughts and experiences, and everyone's entitled to their own, right? Not one person. You're all have a channel of how you can connect to spiritual insight. I do think, and I loved, I think Rika was saying here, she mentioned a book that I highly recommend, especially when people are struggling with, is it okay for me to be rich? One of the best books I've read on why God or the universe would want you to be rich or prosperous is a book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And I love his last name so much. Love that name. Like, say that name three times fast. Wallace Wattles, you know? So that's a great read, right? But I think that, well, there's a couple of layers coming up for me. Number one is the things that continue to, you know, tap on your shoulder or come in your awareness, or it's just a desire and a dream that just will not go away. It just comes around. Because we all have random thoughts or feelings here or there, right? Like, ooh, I want to go to Nepal, or I want a red Ferrari, or whatever pops in, but it's not something that like sticks around. If it sticks around, like I feel really drawn to that humanitarian work, or like many of you, doTERRA kept just this desire. It naturally was there. There, it, desire, and it's a written original Latin context, means of the Father. And so when you think about your desires, they come from a spiritual place. And even if your higher power doesn't take on a masculine identity, I do believe that power for sure is this desire. It's just like the same thing where a blade of grass comes through the cement. I always love when I see that, because it's like that desire is so strong, it's going to move forward. And the same life force that's in a blade of grass or in a tree or in a leaf or whatnot is in you. And so not to wax too philosophical, but there's this energy force that was within you. And I believe that we're all a piece or part of the divine, right? Now, so this is me saying, this is what I believe, and some of the things that I have in my own spiritual life and journey. But I think sometimes people need help healing that their spiritual power or higher power, God or the universe, is a power that's like out to get you or to punish you. You know, or a lot of guilt or shame or fear-based thinking. And so now this could open up to all kinds of thoughts and opinions and comments. But I think for me, and it's not perfect, but it's definitely transitioned my relationship for me with God many years ago, started transitioning from the, oh my gosh, I have to earn his love. I have to perform. I've got to, it's never enough, never enough. I can always do more, always do more. And while that's true, I can always do more, it's leaning into and allowing that love and allowing myself to truly know that I am loved and supported from my higher power. And many of you are literal parents on the planet, and you know what it feels like. But even if you're not a literal parent, like you've given birth or helped raise a physical child like myself, like I just have a love for people. I've helped raise a lot of humans, you know, in a different way and energy, but how much I love them and want only the very, very best for them is true. And so, but that's also to say that God is not just this ethereal Santa Claus either, that you just write out a list and say, here's what I want, is that together we're in harmony or in concert or co-creation to saying, I want to create this and help me create this, or I feel drawn to this, or this is something I want. Can you show me how to create that? Can you, I mean, God being the ultimate creator, all of us are little mini creators. So ask about creation. Show me how to create, God. Show me, how do I make this happen? Or is this what's right for me? Because not everything that's ever gone on my vision board or that I've written in a journal has happened, right? Some lots of little things and a few really big things that you're like, well, I'm not sure about. How did that not happen? Or I'm not sure. So it's not to say that just because we want it, that it will happen, or that at least it will happen on our time frame or in the form that we imagine it, right? Like sometimes the form changes a little bit, right? I mean, just like this weekend, I got to rename my podcast. And it was already branded and ready, but I thought it was going to, but it was the same heartbeat. It just was going to take on a little different form. And so I think it's just being aware that this is kind of a layered conversation, but sometimes how we feel about ourselves, we're projecting perhaps also onto God, and not knowing, or we forget that you are loved. Every single one of you are already worthy, right? Now, what does change all the time, I was talking about this, my Success Academy group launched on Monday, and we were talking about this concept that your self-worth is eternal. It never changes. What changes all the time are your feelings of self-confidence, right? We can feel confident or excited, and we can feel self-doubt and insecurity, and we can, and daily and weekly, we have different emotional states around how that's feeling. So there isn't like one textbook answer, because you're asking something that's one very personal, like how people connect to God, how they view God, right? Might be a way to start looking at that. Like, how do I view this relationship? And maybe even if that's a part of your life, prayer is praying and asking, God, how do you see me? Drop into some prayer and heart work. I just believe that you're deeply, deeply loved. And the desires that are on repeat that continue to show up, I think you need to pay attention to those. I think they're on repeat for a reason. So, Andy, what would you ask? This is kind of a layered question because it's so personal, but it's also, you know, influences, but I'm curious what you would say.
Yeah, first of all, I give a huge amen to everything you said. I love that share, and I've quoted you several times about that word desire, meaning of the Father. I just think that's so powerful and profound. So I would just say, you know, if you go to your own personal experience, like if you have children, just really drop into what do you want for those children of yours? And we all want, like Tiffany said, like we all want the very best. You know, if your kid asked for bread, none of us would give them a stone, right? As it says in the New Testament, like we want to give them every good thing. And so my personal belief system around who God is that he wants better things than even I want for myself. And so just dropping into that trust and that faith of, you know, having him having our back and him having even bigger and better visions and dreams of gifts and joy and purpose and power. I know that he wants that for us. And that drives me. I mean, as much as anything, it motivates me. So I would just drop into that space of trust and connect more your relationship to children, if they're not your children, children that you love. And think about how you want the best for them. It's a great question. I love it. Okay, we've got a question from Wendelin on Facebook Live. Can you please share tips for motivating my team? Ah, the age-old motivation topic. So, maybe I'll just do a quick share and then Tiffany, you can chime in. Motivation is one level of action. Inspiration, I believe, is a higher level of action. You can motivate your kids to pick up their socks. You know, you can threaten them. You can offer little rewards, but a higher level is to be inspiring yourself and to inspire people to engage and to share and to live the lifestyle through yourself. I love how Ange Peters talks about every rank is about leadership, and every single one of those ranks is about leading yourself. So before you lead anyone, you always lead yourself. So, you know, motivating your team. The next question that that somebody asks is on Facebook Live. Jennifer says, how do I get new people to the post-convention tours? I think it's the exact same question about motivating your teams. It's, are you inspired by what you're going to get from post-convention tour? If you're not inspired, then your first goal to inspire them is for you to get inspired. So maybe you haven't watched convention. Maybe you missed it, or maybe you haven't learned about the new products, or maybe you haven't gone through your names list and thought about, you know, who do I know that Adaptive is going to be a game changer for them, right? Like when you drop back into what inspires you, then you become inspiring. And I think that's the key, because, you know, you can do cute little incentives like, hey, anybody on my team who comes to post-convention tour, I'm going to give a free wild orange to, right? Or you can say, I mean, there's a million ways to either offer rewards or punishments, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to winning hearts. Have I won the hearts of my people? Because this is a volunteer organization, and at the end of the day, they only choose in to the level of their inspiration. So, Tiffany, what would you add?
I think this is your wheelhouse. You get this. And I think what you covered is right on. It's a combination of, you know, what we're living and that what we're creating. You mentioned Ange, and I love that thought process too of, you know, we are committed to living our own wellness and our own inspiration and allowing that to kind of, you know, bleed out, so to speak, or like leave that example for other people to experience. I do think that within your teams, you know, I believe heavily, just like what we're doing right now is, and what Andy and Natalie are fantastic at, is, are you cultivating a team of personal development, right? Or a culture of personal development where there's books, there's trainings, there's resources, there's calls. And not to say, I mean, because you can also turn all your business time into only personal development. And you also again to be out like contacting people and hosting classes and doing follow-ups and all that good stuff. But is that are you cultivating a culture where, you know, people, there's a book of the month, or you're doing a vision board party, or you're doing a monthly Zoom or a weekly call or things where, but you're tying into not that at least part of those meetings at times, you're focused on content that will help them in their own personal growth. That way they'll take more and more accountability for motivating themselves, that's up to them, right? Versus like, hey, I have someone else is responsible for this. It's that they will be doing that. So I think that is part of a healthy team culture, is that we're fostering that personal growth.
Love it. Somebody in the comments said, I'm finding that picking up the phone and calling them with a personal invite is really working. So if you're inviting people just through Facebook Messenger or Facebook posts, let me just tell you, stop it. Like, that can be a way to reinforce what you're doing, but at the end of the day, there's nothing like a one-to-one, whether it's in person or on the phone. Like, there will never be anything as powerful as that personal connection. Like, showing them that you care with a phone call trumps everything.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a question from Chelsea. She says, when I focus on my business, I find that I get short with my kids, 2 years old and 9 months old. They always need me for something. Seriously, they're Velcro children, piranha children, whatever you want to call them. How do I focus on my business and give them the attention they need?
Oh, I love it. Velcro, piranha. Well, first of all, I love your sense of humor. And Chelsea, do you want to come on live and chat about this? Or she's like, no, they're stuck to me right now. I can't do that.
I'll try bringing her on and see how
See how she feels about that.
Yeah.
She says she can. All right, here she comes.
All right, can you hear us okay, Chelsea?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great. So are these piranha children that you're talking about, are they furry creatures or not?
Your image has two furry dogs.
Yeah.
Not the dogs, but yeah, the actual children.
Okay, so they're children.
Yeah.
Okay, because that'll affect how we respond, so.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I do want to normalize what you're going through. Children just have this innate need to, you know, to be held and to be close and to be by mama. One of the things I love most about kids is how vulnerable they are about that need. You know, Abby will wake up most mornings and say, "Daddy, can I have a snuggle?" Or, you know, Leo will just come up and say, "Can you hold me, Daddy?" And it's just, it's the best thing ever. So
yeah,
I mean, that's a super healthy attachment, right? I don't know if you've studied attachment theory, but it's this idea that children need to have a healthy attachment with an adult caregiver, and you've got that. So you're winning. I guess what I would say is, there's a season for everything. And so, I would say, get creative in this particular season of how you get to be a business leader with a child on your hip, right? How do you get to be, a healer with a 2-year-old taking a nap on your lap? So I think, hey, speaking of which, my friend.
Hi, Max.
Oh, it's not Max today. It's our friends on Facebook. Can you say hi? Do you like snuggles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like snuggles, don't we? So I think that's maybe the first step is being okay with doing it together. And what that teaches is, I think what that teaches is that that you can do both.
Right.
Life, one of the biggest lies that anyone has ever told is that if you want something, it's either that or something else. That you either have to be a mom boss and, you know, successful in business or a successful, you know, mom and family. And that's a lie. So I think inviting whoever you're sharing with to be, first of all, by you being okay with doing it with your kids, then you're inviting anyone you're working with to be okay with it too. So I actually, I can't remember if it was John Gottman, reading an article on parenting, and they were saying that when a child is clingy, then the best thing in the world is to drop everything and just like cling more, you know, like you respond to clinginess with like bigger hugs and longer snuggles. And you can almost like, if you fill up that hole, then when that cup is full, they'll say, okay, that's enough. And I know it with the young ones that you have, 2 years and 9 months, it feels like it's never enough. But I actually gave it a try. I tested this theory and I tried just dropping everything and just seriously, like almost overdoing it, you know, like just giving him so much like smooches and snuggles and hugs. And what I found is that they really do have a limit to how much they need. And when they get there, they're really happy to run off and play on their own. And I know your 9-month-old is probably not going to run off, but they're, you know, that's part of a 9-month-old, whether you're nursing or, just hold him on your hip. They kind of get to be part of you and your body for a period of time. So I guess that's probably my coaching. Tiffany, what would you add?
Well, I really love what you were sharing is to respond with clinginess, with more clinginess for the, you know, for a moment. It's because sometimes the thing that we then like give resistance to, it right. just follows us around.
Exactly.
Right. So if you're like, go play, go do something. They're like, oh, you've just activated my, I now feel less assured.
Right.
So I'm going to just give you more of that versus you yeah. got my full attention.
Yeah.
You know, and just cling really hard back kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that need gets filled. I think that's so smart. Right. And then the thing I just love when Annie was talking, I was like, yeah, but we're all just kids with longer legs. And to your point, willing to ask for what they want. Right. We all are like, hey, could you hold me? Or I want this. Or could you pay attention to me? Could we snuggle maybe? I mean, hello. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we all have that. So I just love that share. But I also think, you know, Chelsea, my question for you is, do you have support in your life? Do you have a nanny or do you have support? I know for some women, this can feel like, ooh, I can't go there, but do you have support maybe, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, or all days of the week? Do you have any kind of support that can come in for 2, 3 hours or a full day or whatnot that really allows you the ability to get off site and to get into you and just have some quality focus blocks of time?
We actually just started working that out with my sister-in-law last week. So last week was the first week that I ever had a few hours to myself to get stuff done with my business without the boys crawling all over me.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And I know that a lot of my downline does not have that. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to teach them is you can do this business with young kids at home. Yeah. It's really hard. Like, I can't even stress that enough. Like, it definitely tries my patience. And I find that there are some days where I'm all in it for my business and other days where I'm just all in it being a mom, mm-hmm. which in my opinion is fine. I just have to find that balance. But it's also really hard when I'm trying to focus on the business and they come in. And so my 2-year-old is very, very attached, more so than I've seen other kids. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we had another son close in age. And so he feels like he never really got that time with me. But he's the one that I struggle with more because as soon as I walk out of the room, he's mommy, 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 and will come searching for me through the house. If he can't find me, he cries. Like, it's crazy how attached he is. And so I'm trying to figure out how to get away from feeling like I'm not a good mom when I'm not focusing on him.
Yeah. See, a lot of that's the bigger thing where I think the dynamic is that you're right. Like, you absolutely can build your business with young children. Can it be a challenge? For sure. But it's more importantly that I want you to pay attention to is the judgments that are surfacing and the mom guilt of like, oh, because then it's like you feel frustrated with the child and then you judge the frustration, right? Like, I can't believe I didn't worry about my son. Like, I just felt frustrated for my son wanting me, you know, gosh. And then you have guilt, right? And it just kind of repeats that little bit of cycle versus all moms, if they're honest, have absolutely felt frustrated with their kids many times, right? And dads, right? Andy's a very engaged dad in all his kids' lives. So it's just, you feel those feelings of parent guilt at times, like, why am I frustrated with my own kid? So it's okay that you feel that way, right? And that you go through that. And so it's just, and I think it's also normal too, love, that you're like, some days I'm all in with my business and some days I'm all in with kids and their activities. That I think is normal as well. I want you to become aware of releasing the concept of finding perfect balance, because that does not exist.
Okay.
And we sometimes mentally create, but what we do focus on, and I teach this in my full time management type course training, we've changed the language from balance to I have well-nourished priorities. Is that there's no like perfect balance. I understand even when I say that language, what I'm looking for, but it's becoming clear about are my priorities well-nourished, right? That I've spent time nourishing my self-care, my marriage, my children, my business, my, you know, family or whatnot, relationships. It's just being aware that becoming conscious of making some choices. Here are what my core priorities are. And I have well-nourished priorities and I nourish them intentionally and regularly. Perfectly? No. Committed? Yes. Where I'm regularly nourishing my key priorities.
I like that.
And releasing then this like perfect balance with your, you know, the perfectness with business or with children. But it's just being patient with yourself, as you're also a kid, a grown woman kid now, but we all have the same needs as those little ones at some degree. And it's just choosing to be like, okay, I'm learning too. And I'm committed to love and I'm committed to, you know, coming back to this over and over again. But it's just knowing it's going to be part of the process. It's just like perfect timing on cue. Like how many times has Leo joined us on the Share Success call?
More than once.
Yeah. You just say, oh, hi, honey. How are you? You know, I mean, it's part of real life.
Yeah. I love what you shared, Tiffany, about, you know, the coping with guilt. Because the core of it, that's what we're dealing with here is the mom guilt. The dad guilt, like, am I showing up for the most important people in my life? And I wonder if we just reframed those promptings. First of all, recognizing when is the feeling coming from light and inspiration, and when is it coming from like the shame monster, right? Like whether you call it Satan or whatever your name is for Voldemort, right? It's all about, you know, old hairy legs is what one of my mentors called him. Ultimately, every message comes from either light or dark. And if you can, first of all, learn to distinguish, and if it's coming from light, then it's just a pull to swing the pendulum back the other way and let that pendulum be in motion often, you know, daily. So if I'm feeling called to my business, I go there, but I'm flexible. And if my son runs into the room and needs snuggles, then maybe the pendulum's pulling me back the other way. So it's a process and I haven't mastered it. I still go to doTERRA events and might have a kid crying as I'm driving out of the garage. So I can't tell you that I've, you know, mastered it in any way, but I also love what Tiffany was sharing about, you know, all of us are just kids with longer legs. Watching Tiffany last night at her big launch event, she is so good at this. Like if she wants a hug, she's going to walk up to whoever and she's going to claim a hug. And it might be long and it might be hard. And it doesn't
matter. Well, I do know these people, just to be clear.
Right. These are not strangers. This is a private event that's her launch event, okay, just to be clear. But there's a whole book called Hold Me Tight, and it's a whole movement by Sue Johnson. It's called Emotionally Focused Therapy. And it's based on this idea that we all have this vulnerable self that just wants to be held. And that's why she called her book Hold Me Tight. And the sooner we can learn to drop into that primal need to be held, the sooner we're going to be healthy and happy. So I just love that idea that we live from that space, from that inner child. And when we want a hug, we either say the words, hold me tight, or we just walk up to people and start hugging them.
Last thing I just want to add to this, about that last night, but yeah, absolutely. So my very best friends are all in the same place, so they all get hugged. I'm a hugger. But I think one of the things that I've seen on repeat with the opportunity to coach so much in the doTERRA community and with all humans, right, but is how we also interact with our downline and our upline in our relationships is all humans have similar core needs. The need to say, am I important? Am I valued? Do you see me? Do you listen to me? And am I acknowledged? And this is one of the most critical skills to cultivate in ourselves, is that we create safe space in our relationships. And that doesn't mean we also always agree. but am I creating safe space where someone feels heard? And sometimes we can be really annoyed in our relationships or triggered or like, why is this person acting out so much? You know, Marianne Williamson says, everything is either an expression of love or a cry for love. And when you think of that, it's like our behavior is sometimes in ways that others are showing up is people really just want to know, do I matter to you? And do you value me? Am I respected? Do you listen to me? Do you see me? Now, it's not to say that we've got to take on the world or a whole organization that we're responsible for their emotional needs, but choosing intentionally to know that as a leader, we're going to choose to show up that way and work on that aspect in our skill set as leaders in doTERRA and leaders in our homes and lives is that as humans, like we never outgrow the need to say, am I important? Am I significant? Right? Like it just is something that always is going to matter. And we like to think when we're adults that like, oh, hey, we should just have that figured out. Or other people should have that figured out. And I just think that's an important thing to remember too. So whether they're children that are like 2 years old and 9 months, or they're 25 or they're 85, is that humans have the need of belonging, inclusion. I'm seen, I'm valued, I'm meaning. Does my life have meaning, right? Do I matter is really what's at the crux of humans' core needs. So
how does that feel, Chelsea?
Good. It's nice to remember that we all do have needs. And I like y'all's idea of, you know, hugging him more when he wants to be hugged. And I had the idea to just try to incorporate him more into when I'm working on business stuff. Yeah. So if I'm writing goals and stuff down, I should give him a crayon and a piece of paper or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Let them work side by side. A lot of times they just want to do what we're doing. So if you can teach him to work with you,
yeah,
how cool is that, right? You get to be his mentor and a model for him. I love that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for your question and thanks for joining us live. All right. Well, I think we're out of time. Am I frozen or is it just... Well, I don't know if I'm frozen or not, but I'm going to go ahead and take us home because I can't hear anyone else. So thanks so much for joining us, everyone. And thank you for the great questions and for showing up day in and day out. I think that's probably my main takeaway from today. The way we treat every new day and commit to pour into our people, to pour into our business, and to our family. It's about those daily actions. So let's go pour into our people. Let's and peeper. Let's hold them tight, and let's share the love. There's a lot of need out there, and we get to be that answer to people's prayers. There are people who are praying you into their lives. So let's show up and change the world. Thanks for joining us.